Proclamation number 5393 of 16th of May, 1952. Danger of disbelief and untruth. Recognize the danger of unbelief and you'll also recognize the danger of untruth. People without faith have no connection whatsoever with the kingdom of light and strength. They are completely isolated in the midst of creation which, however, is only the product of the one in whom they should believe. And therefore creation will also remain without impression. Although it is God's language, it will not be able to say anything to people. It will not be understood as a testimony of God, for without faith every bond is missing. Man stands outside of him who created him. Only faith connects the creature with its creator. Only faith makes everything appear meaningful and purposeful which, without faith, is regarded as a natural phenomenon which has no connection with the human being who lives in it. Only faith can bring everything to life. Only faith does not turn the creature into an individual being which stands isolated in the midst of creation, but only faith allows us to recognize the infinite multiplicity of beings which develop upwards in creation, and only faith allows us to seek a connection with the Creator and also with all creatures, but this conscious connection must be established if the creature dwelling in the abyss wants to reach its Creator, which is the aim and purpose for every being that was placed into creation. For the whole work of creation is only a process of development upwards to God. Without faith it is not possible to reach God, since a conscious striving is necessary and this requires faith. But what are the consequences of unbelief? The essence inevitably remains in the depths. But the depth is a negative realm, while the height is where God is, who can only ever be in work positively. Unbelief keeps the freely created bound. Unbelief keeps what was once full of light in darkness. Unbelief causes the once powerful being to remain weak and powerless, for a negative force once drew it into its realm and turned living beings into something dead, which, however, can attain its state of life again if it seeks contact with the original source of light and strength. You humans are in the middle of this upward development process. You have already covered great distances and have now reached the decisive stage. To establish the connection with the positive power, with God, in free will and to strive towards the original state again. But what is demanded of you must be explained to you, and you must believe it in order to be able to become active. Only faith encourages you to use the abilities bestowed upon you and to make proper use of them. Without faith, however, you remain inactive, and since you are in a state of free will you cannot be forced into activity, thus you cannot experience a transformation either. Your negative strength cannot be changed into a positively working strength. Something wrong cannot be corrected if you don't want it yourselves because you don't believe that this is the purpose of your earthly life. And thus you remain in darkness without faith. And thus you humans will now also understand why the transmission of truth is so absolutely necessary. Because a right faith can only be gained by supplying the truth. The truth alone, if it is presented to the human being in all purity, gives right light and stimulates the will to be active. The truth alone can awaken a faith which breaks through every spiritual barrier. The truth presents God to people such that they learn to love Him and long for union with Him. Hence truth stimulates them to establish the connection with Him, for pure truth makes faith easy for them, Pure truth is light and strength because it originates from God Himself and leads back to Him again. Nevertheless, faith has to be demanded because the pure truth cannot be proven either, in order not to inevitably lead the beings to God. Yet the pure truth is easy to believe because everything which originates from God has a life-awakening effect and is also perceived as truth in the human being's heart. But anyone who is taught wrongly cannot believe either, or else his faith will not stand up in the hour of testing. God was and is and will remain for eternity. And faith in Him also achieves union with Him. But only the person who is informed about Him in truth will be able to believe in Him, for truth can be believed, whereas untruth gives a distorted image of God and therefore cannot give birth to a living faith, which becomes even more understandable by the reference that untruth is the adversary's means who wants to prevent people from recognizing God and striving towards Him. And thus the compelling necessity arises that truth is conveyed to people on earth so that they can believe if they have the will to do so, and through this faith strive for and establish the connection with God in order to one day unite with Him eternally. It is necessary to take action against lies and error, because what started from below, from the kingdom of darkness, which harbors everything that opposes God and wants to deny the ascent to God, can never lead upwards. Amen.